This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 21st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A necessary structural change to the center wing box of Boeing's 787 Dreamliner may further delay the plane's first flight, currently scheduled to occur 1 year after the airliner was formally announced. Stephen Udvar-Hazy, chairman of the International Lease Finance Corporation, told the Associated Press he believes, based on new information from Boeing, that the first composite body Dreamliner won't take to the skies now till late 2008, with deliveries to customers pushed back to the third quarter of 2009. The center wing box connects the airliner's wing assemblies to the fuselage and contains a fuel tank. Hazy believes the design change will require retrofits to the planes already on the assembly line in Everett, Washington. For the moment, Boeing spokeswoman Yvonne Leach has declined to confirm the rumor. Quote, "We're working on completing our assessment so we can give our customers new delivery schedules. We'll share the details of all this when we're ready." Unquote. An in-flight fire broke out in the cargo compartment of a Delta Airlines 767-300 Wednesday, burning a passenger and forcing an emergency landing at Greenville-Spartanburg Airport just before 5 p.m. local time. Flight 1819 departed Raleigh-Durham just before 4 p.m. en route to Atlanta. There were 200 passengers on board, and the airliner had just passed Greenville when the fire was detected. GSP spokeswoman Rosalind Weston told WYFF-TV, "The flight crew reported smelling smoke in the cockpit. Airport manager Larry Holcomb said one passenger was treated for burns from the fire. No other injuries were reported." Delta spokesman Brian Cruz said a preliminary investigation points to a malfunction in the cabin air system. A B-1B Lancer from the 9th Bomb Squadron at Dyess Air Force Base became the first U.S. Air Force aircraft to fly at supersonic speed using alternate fuel on Wednesday. It happened in a flight over Texas and New Mexico. The fuel was a 50-50 blend of synthetic and petroleum gases, being tested as part of an ongoing Air Force program to help the environment and to use a fuel produced domestically. Air Force officials are in the process of certifying the alternative fuel for use in all Air Force aircraft, something they hope to complete by 2011. The fuel is derived from natural gas using the Fischer-Tropsch process. The Teamsters Union slammed CEO Glenn Tilton over his management of United Airlines on Wednesday, saying it was time to run the airline like a company, not a tag sale, unquote. The union is bidding to represent mechanics at United. The tag sale reference involves the airline's announced plans to cut capacity and ground as many as 20 airplanes, or 4% of its fleet, and sell off certain assets. UAL has begun charging $25 to check a second bag, and last week raised fares by up to $50 per round trip for some routes. Teamsters General President Jim Hoffa said those added charges are little more than a new way for Tilton to pad his pockets, while his airline continues to suffer operational malaise. Quote, "Unless he shows genuine interest in rebuilding United, an airline that employees were once so proud to work for, it's time for him to go," unquote. United Airline Mechanics are in the middle of a vote to switch representation to the Teamsters from the Airline Mechanics Fraternal Association. The voting will end on March 31st. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Indianapolis spends big bucks to upgrade its airport experience. NetJets moves into India and says China is next. And the F-35 Lightning's engine of second choice passes a testing milestone. In today's ANN special feature, we'll hear FAA Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill's take on the safety and future of aviation in the U.S. And if you haven't gotten around to it, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You can find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.